pleasure to be here today. So expedited partner therapy, EPT, for chlamydia is underutilized and underreported in Massachusetts. EPT legalization is relatively recent in Massachusetts compared to some other areas. In 2010, a state law was passed that allowed healthcare providers to provide medication or prescriptions for chlamydia to the sex partners of their patients. And in 2011, the Massachusetts Department of Public Health passed regulations that really detailed how this would work in the state. And at our planning committee for those regulations, there were a lot of collaborators at the table, including our Board of Registration in Medicine, Board of Registration in Nursing, and Board of Registration in Pharmacy. There was a pharmacy carve-out in the regulations, and we distributed written materials for providers, pharmacists, and patients on how to use EPT. And the patient materials were translated into 7 languages. We wanted to learn more about how providers were using EPT, so we added a couple of new questions to our chlamydia case report form, and that was rolled out in January of 2012. So 2012 is the first year of data that we have available. And in Massachusetts, surveillance for chlamydia is purely passive. Whatever data we get from laboratories and providers, that's what we get. We don't have the capacity to follow up on the chlamydia cases or do partner services for them. So there is some missing information. For this analysis, I restricted to those cases that were confirmed by a laboratory report in 2012. I looked at patient age and sex, the method of partner treatment, and the treatment setting. I used chi-squared to assess statistical significance and used SAS 9.3 for the analysis. So if there's anyone in the audience from New York City, these questions will look familiar. When we were planning to add extra questions to our chlamydia case report form, we had conversations with New York City. And EPT was legalized there before it was in Massachusetts, so New York City was kind enough to share the wording of the questions on their universal case reporting form. So there's a question on partner notification. Were any of the patient's sex partners notified of possible exposure to chlamydia? Yes, our office notified the partner. Yes, the patient was asked to notify. No, and unknown. And there's also a partner therapy question. Did you provide treatment for any of the patient's partners? It includes an option for yes, I actually saw the partner in my office. Yes, I gave extra medication. Yes, I wrote a prescription. Yes, some other way. No, and unknown. So for the results, we had 21,438 lab-confirmed cases in 2012. And of those cases, the partner notification question was incomplete almost 3/4 of the time, 71% of the time. And the partner therapy question was incomplete 78% of the time. So for the rest of the data that I'm going to show you, I actually restricted the analysis to those case report forms that had complete information for these questions. So it's restricted on the partner notification information to the 29% that were complete, and for the partner therapy question, the 22% that were complete. For partner notification, of those that filled out this question, 88% reported any form of partner notification. The vast majority of those were that the provider asked the patient to notify their partner about the chlamydia. In 1% of cases, the healthcare facility staff notified the partner. And in 12% of cases, there was no discussion of partner notification. For the partner therapy, 23% of those cases where this question was filled out, 23% reported offering EPT. 8% actually reported seeing the partner in the office, which is even better than EPT because they could screen for other STDs at the time. 69% didn't offer EPT or screen meet the partner in the office. And of those who offered EPT, about half, a little over half, used a prescription that the patient would bring to their partner. 43% gave the patient pills to bring home to their partner. and 6% used a combination of methods. So the combination reflects those cases where the patient had multiple partners. Some of the partners may have gotten a prescription, some may have gotten pills, and some of the partners may have been seen in the office. So we did stratify the results by treatment setting. And the column to look at here is the yellow one, the percentage. 28% of the cases reported from community health centers that filled out this question reported offering EPT. 28% of the hospital-based clinics, 27% of the STD and family planning clinics. So those were the top three that reported using EPT in a larger proportion in 2012. School-based clinics came close behind, but that one actually wasn't significant. Private practice and HMOs were less likely. The others had really small N. EPT was offered more often to female cases than male. 28% of female cases were offered EPT and 11% of male cases. We looked at the difference between age groups. Initially we thought maybe the older patients were more likely to have been offered EPT, but it turned out not to be statistically significant. None of the differences between age groups were statistically significant. And we also did look at 2013 to compare to 2012, so now we have 2 years of data. And in 2013, there was a slight increase in reporting and utilization of EPT. So for the partner notification question, 35% of the cases had answered this question, and 25% answered the partner therapy question. As far as patient notification, 91% indicated that there had been notification, and 27% of the cases had been offered EPT as compared to 23% in 2012. So EPT is pretty new for us, but I think providers are getting more used to it. In 2013, community health centers and schools reported the highest EPT use. So a minority of our cases had complete information. Some of the cases were lab reports only, so those didn't have any of this information that we were looking at. Some of them had a lab and a case report form from the provider, but this particular section, the new section of the form, was blank, even if some of the other sections were filled out. Partner treatment varied by patient sex and treatment setting, but overall the use of EPT in Massachusetts is low at this time. And I think there's really more that we can do to promote EPT. We'll measure progress over time. And we have an opportunity because we've looked at results by treatment setting. We know there are some treatment settings, some types of facilities we can do outreach to train them on EPT. And maybe there's a CME opportunity for them. So we are working to remove barriers to utilization and to increase reporting. Improve the use of EPT. Some providers said early on that they were worried because they use an electronic medical record. They don't have a paper pad for writing a script, but they figured out they could create a dummy patient in the electronic medical record that was named EPT, and then that allowed them to track EPT use over time. Some providers also were concerned about whether the partners actually are taking the medication that their patients are bringing home. And at this time, we're not able to track that, but we're talking about maybe in the future that's something that we could learn more about. Most of our outreach in the past year has been to pharmacists because a lot of the concerns that we got early on were that it seemed like a lot of pharmacists were still unaware of EPT. So we worked closely with the Mass Board of Registration and Pharmacy to get the word out. We worked with two professional organizations for pharmacists, schools of pharmacy to incorporate EPT into their curricula, and our public health nurse spoke with many pharmacists one-on-one, and this does seem to be getting better. So to tackle reporting and trying to improve reporting, one way that we're looking into doing this is we have several clinical partners that we're working with to incorporate an EPT drop-down in their electronic medical record. So instead of filling out a paper case report form and checking off the EPT checkboxes, they can just do this in their electronic medical record. And transmit the data to us electronically to our surveillance system through ESPNet, which is an open source software that's adaptable to any electronic medical record that can actually pull case report form data and transmit it to us. I'm out of time. I'd like to thank New York City, an intern who worked on this analysis with us, and my colleagues at the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.